I'm your host, Ben Raines, and today we're going to take a look at three large cap tech stocks to consider buying for December and maybe beyond into 2020, which is crazy to say that we're already looking ahead to 2020. But before we get into everything, I want to say, remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com. Also, make sure to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And make sure to also check out our new zacks.com/promo page for a look into some of our services, portfolios, and more. So before we get into the three stocks we're going to look at today, I wanted to start with that all three major U.S. indexes did fall Monday after President Trump said on Twitter that he would restore tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Brazil and Argentina. He also accused the two countries of devaluing their currencies. On top of that, the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Index came in at 48.1 in November, which was down slightly from October. This also came in below economists' expectations and marked the fourth straight month of sub-50 readings. And investors, all we really need to know here is that any reading below 50 indicates a contraction in activity. So those were two not so happy starts to the December trading on Monday, but we should remember that December's dip came after a really hot November, which saw the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all climb to new highs throughout the month, which actually marked their strongest month, stock's strongest month since June. So clearly, there's still some U.S.-China trade uncertainty out there, but the holiday shopping period appears to be strong in Q3. U.S. GDP growth was revised up recently. So there's obviously uncertainty going on in this larger economic downturn worldwide, but the U.S. economy appears solid at the moment. So therefore, investors are still likely looking for strong stocks that look poised for solid growth. So today we found three that are within the broader tech industry that investors might want to consider buying for December, and as we mentioned, beyond into 2020. So we're going to start with Adobe Systems, which trades under the ticker ADBE. It is the only stock on the list today that does not sport a Zacks number one or number two buy. It's actually a number three hold at the moment, but it's certainly worth taking a deeper look into. For those of you who don't know, Adobe invented the portable document format, which is better known as the PDF, all the way back in the early 1990s. And today, the company sells a variety of offerings from its suite of creative software such as Photoshop and Premiere for photo and video editing to cloud-based subscription solutions for businesses. One of the company's newer units is its Adobe Spark, which aims to capitalize on the pretty rapid rise of digital media by helping users create web pages, graphics, and short videos in a very short period of time. So they have a wide variety of offerings, and their products are pretty invaluable to many businesses, and there's not that much competition in this space. So yeah, Adobe operates a pretty relatively unique business model in this tech industry that has a lot of companies operating relatively the same thing. So we should note that Adobe is set to report its Q4 fiscal 2019 earnings on Thursday, December 12th. And on top of that, we should note that they easily topped our Q3 fiscal 2019 earnings and revenue estimates all the way back in September at this point. So looking ahead to 2 weeks from now, Adobe's Q4 sales are projected to climb 20.5% to just under $3 billion, which is expected to help lift adjusted fourth quarter earnings by nearly 24%. So some solid top and bottom line growth in Q4. And the tech firm's full year fiscal 2019 earnings are expected to climb 16% on about 24% stronger revenues. This would match last year's sales growth and mark the continuation of between about 22 and 25% sales expansion over the last 3 years. And then if we look ahead to 2020, we're calling for, our Zacks estimates are calling for earnings to jump about 25% on 18% stronger revenue. And both of these estimates have trended upward in the last month or so. On top of that, Adobe holds B grades for both growth and momentum in our style score system, and its industry is resting currently in the top 35% of our over 250 Zacks industries. We should also note that Adobe shares have blown away its peer group, which includes Salesforce and Oracle and other well-known names. In 2019, ABDE stock is up 33% against that peer group's 14% average climb. And the stock is also up nearly 200% in the last 3 years, and this easily outpaces the broader computer software services market's 50% climb. So they're up 200% in the last 3 years compared to that broader industry's 50% average climb. And Adobe stock has slipped just a little bit in the last week or so, but it still rests just below its 52-week highs of just around $312 per share. So overall, Adobe stock certainly deserves a deeper dive before it reports its quarterly earnings in about a week or so. So now we're going to move on to another stock that is in this broader tech industry, and that is Garmin. And it trades under the ticker GRMN. The firm is famous for people who aren't in the stock market at all. The firm is definitely famous for its in-car GPS devices and its fitness trackers and smartwatches that compete against the likes of Apple and Fitbit. But the company also sells a ton of other, you could call them higher end products. And this ranges from fish finders that you'd find on really expensive fishing boats to advanced radars for aviation and boating in general. So in fact, Garmin's aviation, fitness, and outdoor and marine units drove its Q3 revenue, with its auto division actually down 17% last quarter. So more specifically, its fitness revenues were up 28% last quarter as part of this kind of booming wearables industry, which is part of the reason why Google is deciding it wants to buy Fitbit. And then meanwhile, its aviation unit also climbed an impressive 28%. And on top of that, we should note that Garmin in late October announced its new, what it's calling, auto land system that will, quote, control and land the aircraft without human intervention. And this is in the event of emergency. And this is obviously in smaller aircrafts. The CEO noted that today aviation is forever changed as we introduce one of the industry's most significant innovations, the first auto land system for general aviation aircraft. So that's just something to keep an eye out on. And I think if this was a bigger company, if, say, Tesla somehow created an airplane and it could auto-land itself in an emergency situation, this would be all over the news. So that's just a little side note to note that they introduced that on October 30th. And then also back in October, Garmin topped our quarterly estimates and raised its sales and earnings per share guidance. This helps the company earn its current Zacks rank number one strong buy. It also holds a B grade for momentum. So looking ahead, its full year fiscal 2019 sales are projected to climb about 10% to reach $3.65 billion to help lift earnings by about 13% as well. Looking ahead to 2020, things are expected to slow down a little bit, but Garmin stock is up 52% in 2018. It also rests just near its 52-week highs. And the GPS firm's climb makes its current 2.3% dividend yield all the more impressive, and that easily tops giants such as Apple's about 1.2% dividend yield and comes in well above the U.S. Treasury notes, 10-year U.S. Treasury notes, 1.8% at the moment. So as Garmin continues to innovate within this larger navigation in GPS space, it certainly looks to be worth considering a little bit further at the moment. And I was going to close today with NVIDIA stock, but it's up so big so far this year without really returning to growth yet, with that growth expected to come next year. that I'm a little afraid there could be a pullback in order, especially in part of this larger semiconductor space. So instead, we're going to close with Microsoft, which doesn't need much introduction. Obviously, most people know who Microsoft is kind of all around the world, but certainly under CEO Satya Nadella. I've pronounced his name wrong a couple times on the show, but I've looked it up and it's said differently in different places. But basically under their CEO, who took over in February of 2014, the stock has gone on a really impressive run. It's up over 210% in the past 5 years. And this is after it moved mostly sideways for the better part of 15 years. So this new growth story where Microsoft is back in this $1 trillion market cap club alongside Apple, and it's outpacing growth from some of those so-called FANG stocks. It's been this last 5 years of growth that's really kind of righted the ship for Microsoft, which, as I mentioned, had kind of not done much for the past 15 years. So we should, more specifically, Microsoft stock is up about 50% in 2019, and it's up 10% since it posted its Q1 fiscal 2020 results in October. And a part of this resurgence, or a large part of this resurgence, is definitely due to its ability to expand its cloud computing business, and it now competes directly against industry leader Amazon. So, for example, their Q1 2020 sales, which was the most recently reported quarter, were up 14%, but this was driven in large part by a nearly 30% expansion in intelligent cloud. And then, obviously, it's not just cloud business, but the cloud is definitely that narrative that gets pushed, and it is expanding in a big way. But along with that, they've continued to innovate within Office and Windows and their devices unit and video gaming as well. And they continue to grow through numerous amounts of acquisitions. This includes some big names such as LinkedIn and GitHub over the last several years. So looking ahead, Microsoft sales are projected to climb about 11% both this year, so fiscal 2020, and in 2021. And on the bottom line, its adjusted full-year earnings are expected to climb about 12.3% in both of these next 2 years. So solid double-digit growth we're calling for in both the top and bottom lines for Microsoft. And Microsoft consistently also tops their quarterly earnings estimates, and it's currently a Zacks ranked number 2 buy. And it's also part of a pretty strong industry at the moment. And along with all of this, we should note that their executives announced in September that the company raised its quarterly dividend by 11% and approved a new share repurchase program. So the company currently pays a dividend of $1.84 per share. That's an annualized dividend for a yield of about 1.4%, with its new quarterly payout that would amount to an annualized dividend of $2.04 per share. So overall, Microsoft continues to look to be a solid stock to own at the moment as one of the two biggest publicly traded companies in the world, along with Apple, that has really kind of changed that growth over the last 5 years. And as we mentioned, the next 2 years is expected to pull in double-digit top and bottom line growth, which is really impressive for a company of its age and size. So that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Rains. And remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.